This is Living It Up While Beginning Again, and my name is Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa. But we have an awesome topic today, and we want to get into it quickly. Mm-hmm. So, honey, why don't you read the topic?
Okay. God wants you to fight lust, greed, fear, and despair. And because of his love, he'll never send you out there to do it. In other words, to battle alone.
That's right.
And we were inspired by this while we were gone. In Jeremiah 1, 6 through 8.
Yeah, and that says, O sovereign Lord, I said, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. The Lord replied, don't say I'm too young. You must go wherever I send you and whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. Mm-hmm. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Right.
Wow.
And why is it so hard for us to really think that he is there with us?
I don't know, man. That's just, when there's been times in my walk, I feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm, like, God, where are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so many times I feel that way because I've separated myself from him.
That's it.
Whether it be from sin or from just a lack of faith or whatever the case may be.
And then see, blame him for that. But
yeah.
He's there the whole time.
He is. He's there the whole time. And the point is this, he's always with us.
Well, it's fear too, which you just mentioned.
And it's fear.
We're still on island time. It's like when we went up in that parachute.
Yeah.
Parasailing.
Oh, yeah.
I was all like, kind of a little afraid. And I thought, well, I'll just lean on Scott because, he's probably doing cool. And I look over at you, your knuckles are white.
Oh,
I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm terrified. And then... So funny.
I was, man. I was so ready to get
down. So did you feel separated from God?
I felt separated from everything.
Because of your fear?
Yeah, I felt separated from that parachute. I thought I was going to bust and I was going to fall 1,000 feet.
Anybody that's done it, the worst part about it for me was looking down there in the boat that, got us up there. Once I looked at the water and the different colors and all that, I was cool. But, honey, you were no help to me.
I know, I wasn't. I was no help to myself.
But the best part for me was... you felt separated from God because of fear.
Yeah, I was.
But he was there.
And you're over there, oh, Lord.
This is beautiful.
Lord, look at the blue water. Oh, Lord, look at how pretty this. I was going, would you be quiet?
I was trying to divert you, honey.
Yeah, well.
And ground you again.
It didn't work.
So to speak.
So I did have fear. And at that point, I was separated from God.
But he was there, but your fear made you feel separate from him. That's where I was going.
Well, I was going to say, it helps us fight, fear, and one of them is hatred, and that's...
who were you hating? The guy driving the boat?
I was hating everything.
He told me, he said, we ordered...
And you didn't want to go on first. I talked you into doing it.
No, and I wasn't feeling God either because my fear took me over.
Yeah.
But those people were like, no, you're going to go. You're going to go. And I said, will you promise? Will we order 800 feet?
Yeah.
Could you just... No, we ordered 1,000 feet.
No, well, he told us 800, but he took us to 1,000.
Yeah, well, honey, I was about to say that.
Oh, okay.
He lied to us.
He did.
And when we got back down, he told us how far up in the air we were. If you look on your phone, there's a picture of it. So, anyway,
it's
for
hilarious.
What it's worth. It is.
Anyway.
But anyway, what we're saying is, teachers, here's what we're saying. Fear can make you, if you allow it... can make you feel separated from God. He's still there. He was still there with us in the boat, in the parasail, all of that. But the fear that we had, we felt separated from him.
Right, exactly.
You have to go by peace so much of the time. If you don't have peace, don't do it.
That's right.
See, that's just it. You get fear and you get peace. You can get them confused. Is this really fear that you're feeling or is it a lack of peace?
Well, I had peace until the parachute took off. And then I came into fear. But anyway, lust, greed, fear, hatred, despair, that could all separate us from God.
If
we allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the scripture that I read, God asked, Jeremiah to do some difficult things.
He did.
He really did. But he does the same thing with us. He asked us to put the past behind us. And some of us just can't let it go.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. When the day that came when I prayed to Jesus that I want to let it all go is the day that I sprout wings and I started to fly and I became free.
Yeah.
Let it go, man. I mean, he wants us to fight that lust and greed and fear and hatred and despair. But because he loves us, He never sends you or me or Teresa or anyone else out to battle alone. None of us.
We just need to believe that for real.
That's right. He's always by our side.
He's going to help us fight things that we're putting before him.
Right.
Greed, sex, alcoholism, drugs, pornography, all those things. He will help us fight those things. If we will just remember that. If we're doing it with a sincere heart and for real wanting to get well.
When he encourages us.
Yeah.
And he shows us the way. You know, I mean, there'll be things in our life that we think that are supposed to be happening. And it doesn't come, you know, to pass for some reason. But God's trying to show you the way.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't me. That's not what I have for you.
That's right.
What I have for you is better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's for me.
Yep.
And if you don't do it for God's glory, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm not saying that for my personal. Just read the Bible.
Yeah.
It's all over. From the Old Testament, all the 66 books of the Bible. It's there. In other words, the theme of the Bible, if God isn't in control of it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's really what this podcast is about today. Fighting it. Fight that, man. Fight that lust.
Yep. Ask him to help.
Don't look back.
Ask him to help.
You know? As a man, you see a pretty woman, don't look back. It's okay to say, yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah. God did good.
Don't look back. God did good. Boy, did he do good. Wow, he did really good.
That's enough, honey.
But don't look back.
What did I say? You can still look at the menu, just don't order.
That's exactly right. But don't look back, man. You know, fight it. But fight it with the love of Christ. You know, greed. You know, with greed as well. You know, I mean, you know. Are you working so much overtime that, yeah, you're making more money for your family, but you're never seeing them? Fear. Just like I was afraid, man, when I was up on that parasail. And I didn't call on the name of Jesus, and I sure should have. My wife was. She was calling on him like there was no tomorrow, you know? But after we landed, I went, man, I wish I would have just called on the Lord. I'd have been okay.
He's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to do it again. I said, what?
Yeah, I'd do it again now, you know. And the hatred, you know, who needs hatred? Seriously.
Hatred of certain things are okay. Injustice, of child abuse, of things that are just wrong.
Right.
Righteous hate, righteous anger.
Right. I mean, it's just like, you know, yeah, I hate the sin, but I love the person.
Yeah.
You know, and the last one here is despair. Man, everyone listening, Teresa and I both, we've all experienced despair.
Yes.
It's just when you throw your hands up and go, man, that's enough.
Mm.
You know, I'm to my wit's end.
Yeah, you think there's no hope, but there always is hope.
There's always hope.
But our part. Not make, have to. Our part is to trust God.
That's right.
To pick ourselves up and realize the way I'm living my life, these thoughts I'm having, the things I'm saying are not God. This is not how He would have me to be. I'm not seeking Him in anything in my life. That's your part.
Right.
Once you get back on track, He'll start moving.
You know, I read a book, same kind of different as me. And in the book, at the end of the book, the man's wife passes away. And he just, you know, and they were both ministering to the homeless. And, you know, he has so much despair. He was so mad at God. Like, God, how can, you know, we prayed for her to be healed and she wasn't healed. How can anything of your glory be shown through this? Well, you know what happened? People who knew her donated so much money to this ministry to help the homeless. A new chapel was built. A new foundation called New Beginnings was built. And hundreds, if not thousands, of people came to Christ. In his despair, he couldn't see God's glory. But after he saw God's glory, he understood what it was all about. That something good could come out of something so horrific. And you may be going through something like that right now.
That's right.
And the worst thing we can do is to speak scripture over you or anything like that. The best thing we can do is to cry with you and to hold your hand and just say, yeah, you know what, man, what you're going through, it really stinks. But I'm here for you. If you need to talk, I'm here for you. To me, that's how you console somebody. I've been to so many hospitals, honey, you know, ministering with people. And I've been with other, you know, people sometimes, and sometimes I want to throw a bunch of scriptures out there, and nothing against that. I'm not condemning that or judging that. I just don't do that.
Yeah, there's a time for that.
Yeah. What I do is I just kneel next to them and say, you know what, man, I love you. I'm here for you. If you want to cry, I'm here for you. I'll cry with you. Yeah, if you want to laugh, I'll do that too. But just know that I love you, and God does too. Okay? That's how you stop this despair. Man, I'll tell you what, like what it said here, putting the past behind us. I think there's some of you out there today that have a real difficult time of putting the past behind you. And the reason why I say that, because I did. Man, I let it control my life. I let my childhood, things that happened to me in my childhood, control my adulthood. I just didn't realize it. And through help, through biblical studies, biblical 12 steps that I personally did, it showed me it's time to lay it down. And lay it down at the cross, because there is hope, and it's in the shape of the cross. You look at the cross, and you think of Jesus. You think of Jesus, and you think of hope.
And the cross points north, south, east, and west.
That's right.
It means it's for everybody.
What's that song from Casting Crowns? One scarred hand to the other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
So anyway, we really pray this podcast spoke to some of you out there. We pray it spoke to all of you. We pray before these podcasts, we pray that God puts the words in our mouth. We don't rehearse these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We just let the Holy Spirit speak through us.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that you understand that and you can sense that through these podcasts.
Yes.
You know, maybe you can't let the past go because you haven't given your life to Christ. Maybe you thought you did years ago, and you're thinking to yourself, how come I can't let it go? Well, did you really give your sincere heart to Him? Did you really lay your whole life down to Him? Did you really ask Him to fight for you? Well, today's an opportunity that you can do that. And if you just pray this prayer with us, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus Christ, will put an armor on you from the helmet to the feet that will help protect you every single day if you just ask Him. So, Lord, we know that You died on the cross. We know that You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, that gives us hope. You say, if we ask You to forgive us of our sins, You will, and forgive us of our past. We're asking You right now, Lord, please forgive me of my sins and my past. Jesus, thank You for fighting for me. Thank You for dying for me. I give You my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Man, that was awesome, honey.
It was. Today's Wednesday.
We'll have to see flow in your evangelistic gift.
Well, thank you, honey. I like to see you flow in your teaching gift.
Mm.
But, you know, today is Wednesday, so we want you to start praying about a church, you know. Let me tell you, church is great, you know, for fellowship and with fellow believers. It's just part of the body of Christ. But that personal relationship that becomes between you and Jesus, and only between you and Jesus. We encourage you to look for a church this weekend, but we also encourage you to get a good teaching Bible. You know, we have a Bible called The Life Recovery Bible.
Yes, and it's published by the gentleman who wrote Every Man's Battle.
Yes.
Steve Otterburn.
Yes, and it really puts to life these characters of the Bible.
Yes.
And that's just one suggestion, you know, mm-hmm. or MacArthur Study Bible. Mm-hmm. That's one I started out with. So there's a lot of study Bibles out there, but we do love this Life Recovery Bible.
Yeah.
It really speaks to us.
Yeah.
So anyway, we ask you to just dwell into it, you know, and when you go to church, ask them if they have maybe a mentorship program where someone can help you, you know, learn the books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you prayed that prayer, you're on an exciting journey with Jesus. And the thing is, it never ends.
Mm-hmm.
It never ends. So.
Well, anyway, this has been awesome again. And we're in the book of Jeremiah, you guys, because that's where we were when we were in Florida.
He was the weeping prophet, right?
Yeah, he was. He was a weeping prophet, kind of like you, honey.
Scott Amaya.
Yeah. So we just love, you know, how he spoke to us. Honey?
Scott Amaya.
I know. Anyway, we love all you guys and gals listening to us. And we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.